This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Governor of Alabama has unilaterally moved the four Confederate flags from the grounds of the state capitol in Birmingham by executive order in late June. One quarter of domestic workers are paid below the minimum wage, according to a national survey, with the average annual pay for all being just above $17,000. Poverty in Greece has been deepening since the financial crisis began more than 5 years ago. Now, aid groups and local governments say they're beginning to feel the effects of nearly 2 weeks of bank closings, with hardship increasing. Recent studies have shown that our empathy is dampened or constrained when it comes to people of different races, nationalities, or creeds. The national parks attracted a record 29.8 million visitors in 2014, but a vast majority were white and aging. The most recent survey commissioned by the Park Service on visitation released in 2011 found that 22% of visitors were minorities, though they make up some 37% of the population. Paris-based Parrot has quickly captured the lower end of the consumer drone market, selling more than 1.5 million camera-equipped copters for between $100 and $500 each since 2010. Many are calling for an end to battery cages that torment animals. Physically, the animal's muscles and bones waste away from lack of use, just as yours would if you were unable to move around for 2 years. That's why multiple investigations into battery cages document animals with deteriorated spinal cords. Some have been paralyzed and mummified in their cages. It's so common that the industry has a name for it, cage layer fatigue. This primarily impacts the chicken, hen, leg laying operations in the country. Kenya now employs between 250 and 300,000 security workers, making that employment larger than tourism, with 100,000 security workers in Nairobi alone, where they are the largest single employer. There are more than 1,000 firms, most due to terrorist attacks in recent years. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 190 Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.